Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
Money Movers provides investors with real-time analysis of the stories and the people attracting the attention of markets each day. I'm Carl Quintanilla.
And I'm Sarah Eisen. We'll cover the breaking news and numbers driving stocks and sectors, helping you make critical decisions. Plus, we'll speak with the CEOs, newsmakers, and political leaders playing a role in how your money is moving.
Listen to CNBC's Money Movers free on the Odyssey app.
Jeff Katz, News Radio WRVA. It is Tuesday afternoon. I got to tell you, we got some great stuff that we are dealing with this afternoon. Yes, we are absolutely trying to unpack some of the word salad that our vice president dished up the other day. We've got Dinesh D'Souza dropping by at 5:35. And I mentioned to you, I guess it was a week or two ago, I was out at Liberty University. My dear friend Dave Bratt invited me to come be part of this CEO summit. I was just blown away. I was blown away, honest to goodness, by every single part of it. I was so impressed with the students. The campus is beautiful, and the people that I had the opportunity to interact with, just off the chart. And one of the guys I sat and listened to and thought, oh, we need another hour, was Gordon Chang. I don't think I've ever heard anybody as knowledgeable about the threat from China in particular as Gordon. Gordon is kind enough to join us this afternoon. Gordon, thank you so much for being here.
Well, thank you so much for asking.
Well, listen, the pleasure is mine. I sat in the audience of that particular session at Liberty, and I thought, oh, my gosh, so much knowledge. I've got to share it with my listeners. So, Gordon, let's talk about the biggest of all issues. This is that underlying threat from China and their seeming willingness at any time to reach out and take Taiwan.
Yes, and their willingness to take American lives. And we see this with fentanyl, because fentanyl is a project that is run by the Communist Party from the top. 70,000, 75,000 lives every year from doses of illicit Chinese fentanyl. And it's theft of U.S. intellectual property. It is going after the Philippines right now, Taiwan, Japan, India. This is just an across-the-board assault on the United States and the international community.
Are there people in D.C. in positions of power right now who fully understand the threat?
I think that there must be, but the problem is that there is nobody who is willing to talk to the American people in candid tones. We know, for instance, that President Biden, in August of last year, gave a very, very thorough talk about China to Democratic Party donors in Salt Lake City, Utah. But it was essentially a private event. He has not had that conversation with the American people as a whole. And while Xi Jinping talks about war all the time, preparing a society for war, we basically have a president who's checked out. So, no, the American people have not heard from the people that they have elected, the people that they have elected to protect them. And so, therefore, we're at risk.
Gordon Chang is joining us. Gordon, when Xi Jinping traveled to California, Gavin Newsom acted like the hired help. I don't think I've ever seen someone in public office in this nation who did everything except bow down and kiss Xi Jinping's ring. I was mortified.
Yes, and that really was awful. You know, Gavin Newsom, who is always talking about these migrants, he let them, you know, live on streets in California, San Francisco in particular. Yep. Xi Jinping comes to town, he cleans them up, and he sends them off to Oakland. I mean, this is just horrific.
Is Gavin Newsom sort of like an owned and operated subsidiary of the CCP?
I think that what's going on there is that the Democratic Party in California has looked at Chinese Americans as a rich source of votes. Oh. And Chinese Americans have these very troubling connections with the Communist Party. So that means the Democratic Party in California has these troubling connections to the Communists. And so really what we're talking about here is, I think, vote-motivated behavior. And by the way, Jeff, we see the same thing in New York.
It's no coincidence that we have all of these indictments and investigations of Democratic Party figures for their connections with Beijing.
Well, what about the folks who are running for president? I mean, we have our vice president, and God help us all if we can figure out what it is he's trying to say about anything. But has she weighed in on the issue of China in any substantive way that you've heard?
Well, at the 60 Minutes interview, we heard her say that Iran was the biggest threat to the United States, which is clearly not true, because Iran, yes, is a threat. But Iran is a threat because China has permitted it to be a threat and has bolstered and solidified its position. And I think Iran attacked Israel on October 7th of last year because China not only gave the green light, but also supplied the means for doing so.
You know, our mutual friend Dave Brad has told my listeners on a number of occasions, Gordon, that China's in a real precarious situation now because their economy is really faltering. But I guess most of us are unaware of that.
Yes, the Chinese economy is not growing at the 4.7% pace that they claimed for the second quarter of last year. I actually don't think it's growing at all. They just announced a big stimulus program a week ago, and I don't think that that's going to have a lasting effect. So the problem is that now China is having its 2008, however fast it's growing, and even if it were growing as fast as officially reported, it's not growing fast enough to pay back debt, which means that China has a problem which it can't get out of.
And so in that case, if you're Xi Jinping, what do you do? I mean, I would assume, far be it for me to make these assumptions, but I would assume you're looking at the economy cratering and you're thinking, well, all right, now's the time we make some sort of a military move to distract and fire up some other industries.
Yeah, I think you're absolutely right about that. I don't think that Xi Jinping is thinking about a war or some sort of military maneuver to rally the Chinese people, because the Chinese people don't want war. That's okay. Very clear.
Okay.
But I think what he's doing is he's making sure that other senior Communist Party figures can't depose him, because if China is involved in a war or conflict of some sort, then that makes him more or less invulnerable, because nobody can say, well, we need to switch leaders in the middle of this crisis.
But I thought he just got, I'm making those annoying air quotes, but I thought he just got reelected to whatever position he has.
He got a third term as General Secretary of the Communist Party and a third term as President of the State and as Chairman of the Communist Party's Central Military Commission.
Wow.
But we have seen signs of instability after that occurred, because almost nobody else in Beijing wanted him to have those extensions. So there have been problems inside the regime, both inside the civilian ranks of the Communist Party and in the People's Liberation Army, which is a part of the...
Oh, interesting. Now, so let me first of all remind everybody that Gordon Chang is joining us, and there are just so many different pieces of information. Now, what about Tim Walz, who would like to be our vice president? Anything that we see connected between Tim Walz and China we should be concerned with?
Absolutely. In the first decade of this century, Tim Walz was taking high school students from America and exposing them to Communist Party propaganda in China. That exercise had to have had the approval of the Communist Party's United Front Work Department, which is the part of the party that subverts foreign governments. Now, Tim Walz can't say he's naive, young, or stupid, because as governor of Minnesota, in other words now, he has had continuous contact with Communist Party front organizations, which means that his relationship with the party has spanned this entire century.
Jeez. So where do we go, Gordon? I mean, this is, you know, it's a totally unfair question. And I've read your writings, and gosh, I follow you on a variety of different places. But where do we go? Do we in the United States have the ability to stand up and say we're pushing back? Is it strictly Donald Trump who has that ability, do you think?
Yeah, right now where we go is we've got to sever our relations with China. And I know that sounds harsh, but China uses every point of contact to take down our society. And we don't have the political will, apart from President Trump, to sever those connections. Because we have a lot of politicians, both sides of the aisle, liberals and Democrats, conservatives, Republicans, all these guys, they all have connections with the party. And for various reasons, they support Communist Party narratives, which I'm not saying they're communist, but I'm saying they do not take our national security seriously at this time. So our problem just spans the political spectrum.
It's a terrifying thought. I need to ask you about some of the college campuses as well. Now, you've been very active. You're a very proud grad of Cornell, and I know you've been on the board. My youngest son goes to school in Ithaca, but he's across town at the other place. He didn't get into Cornell. But some of the stuff we are seeing on college campuses where you have what I can only describe as useful idiots standing up and parroting the talking points from Hamas and Hezbollah, is that ultimately financed in some way or controlled in some way by China?
Well, China certainly has contributed to that, because on TikTok, which is Chinese-owned,
yep,
China uses the curation algorithm to amplify Hamas messages. On that platform, someone recently did a study that of the videos on Hamas, 96.5% of them supported the terrorist group. That's not by accident. China uses that curation algorithm all the time to, for instance, support Russia's invasion of Ukraine, and now, of course, Iran's attack on Israel, all sorts of things, promotes illicit drug use, which promotes fentanyl. So, yeah, China's had a hand in this.
It's incredible. I know that people want to read what you have written. They want to stay in touch with you. What's the best way for them to do that?
I tweet out everything, which is at Gordon G. Chang, G-O-R-D-O-N-G-C-H-A-N-G. And I just released a book called Plan Red, China's Project to Destroy America, which came out on the first of this month.
Oh, well, I'm going to be just brutally honest with you. I haven't seen it yet, so I'm going to get a copy, and then would it be okay we bring you back?
I would love to do that, Jeff. So thank you.
You're a great man. Gordon, thank you for being here, sir. God bless you. We will talk again soon. That is Gordon Chang, and if you are the one person in this audience who's not familiar with Gordon, okay, well, now you are. Over on X, it's...
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
This is the secret story of a young Russian oligarch who hacked his way to a $93 million fortune. I'm CNBC senior Washington correspondent Eamon Javers. In our new podcast, The Crimes of Putin's Traitor, I'll take you inside a shocking Russian crime targeting the American financial system. Attacks that sources tell me were welcomed by Vladimir Putin's government. Listen to CNBC's The Crimes of Putin's Traitor free on the Odyssey app.
It's at Gordon G. Chang, at Gordon G. Chang. Brand new book out, and as I said, I haven't seen it yet, so I'm going to get a copy of it. I'm going to do a read-through, and we'll get Gordon back to talk about it. In the meantime, I guarantee you will see Gordon on television. You will read his stuff online, Epic Times, and all sorts of just great places. He's a brilliant guy. It is as simple as that, and I was just so happy to have made his acquaintance at Liberty University. And again, I thank Dave Bratt. I would not have been there were it not for Dave Bratt and Barry Moore from the Better Business Bureau of Central Virginia. Those two guys facilitated my participation in the CEO Summit out at Liberty University. If you're a business owner, let me make this suggestion to you. Next year, when Liberty University again does their CEO Summit, because Dave Bratt does this every year, you need to go. And I'm going to give a shameless plug for my friends over the Better Business Bureau, Barry Moore and the team. If you are a business owner in Central Virginia and you are not BBB accredited, you need to be. Because I don't know about you, when I look at a business, it's one of the first things I look for. I want to know, are you accredited by the Better Business Bureau? If you're not, okay, I may still talk to you, but the likelihood is that I'm going to move on to somebody who is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. So I would urge you to do that. Now, we're talking about books. I will tell you that my book is out today, Elevate and Empower. It's over on Amazon. I don't want to talk about it too much, but if you'd like to go, you can check it out on Amazon, Elevate and Empower. I'm going to see if we'll have some copies I can bring to Politics and Pints. I'm not sure about the transportation on those, but that is out officially as of today. There was sort of a soft launch that they did, and what happens, I realized, I've never, it's been, well, let me phrase it. It's been a long time since I've been involved in a book project. Last one I did was Republican Soul. And that's also on my Amazon author page. And I realized, oh my gosh, that's a long time ago. I mean, I write all the time. But, you know, actually, you know, putting it together with staples and paper clips and stuff and submitting it to an editor, been a while. But I forgot that there's sort of a soft launch, which went last week. And so there were people that actually were able to get it last week. And some wrote reviews, some very nice reviews. But it's out there for everybody now. Elevate and Empower is the name of the book. I'm one of the co-authors on that. And again, you'll find that on Amazon if you're interested. It's 345, Jeff Katz, News Radio, WRVA.
Odyssey celebrates Veterans Day, brought to you by T-Mobile. You can count on T-Mobile to help you stay connected on America's largest 5G network.
You got to take a listen to this. It's Squawk Pod.
That's right. CNBC's flagship business news show is a podcast, Squawk Pod.
This is CNBC Control 2.
It is not just the show, folks.
It might be even better because it's only audio.
Join me, Katie Kramer, as I take you inside the Squawk Box control room and beyond the headlines of our TV broadcast with Joe Kernan, Becky Quick, and Andrew Ross Sorkin every weekday.
Roll alpha.
Listen to CNBC's Squawk Pod free on the Odyssey app.